When that flower is new, if we're aware of its impermanence and we accept that and we know it's coming, is there any reason not to love the flower? Is there any reason not to appreciate its beauty? And is there any reason not to accept it as a blessing just because we know it's going to pass?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what, so that clear on a certain level that allows one to appreciate it more. Because if one's not projecting any kind of desire onto it, or projecting any kind of expectation on it, so absolutely. The one time there was a group of. I think they're mostly Americans. They were like a few Buddhist teachers, like Jack Kornfield, and there was a couple others in that group. Ram Dass was there, and then a bunch of the senior students. And I can't remember, that was probably, around 1980 or something. And Ajahn Chah was still healthy and teaching. And they came and spent a few days with us and then had a few question and answer sessions with Ajahn Chah. And I think it was like on the last day, one of them asked, we're Buddhist teachers and we teach people about right view in Buddhism. It's sort of the first factor of the Noble Eightfold Path. But what is right view anyway? And Ajahn Chah held up a glass that he had, and a cup that he had, and said, "Right view is knowing that this cup is broken." And he said, "It's when it's realizing the inherent impermanence and instability of it, which doesn't mean that you're not careful and you don't look after it." You don't use it wisely and skillfully, but you know it is going to change. You know it's going to be impermanent. And so it's that simple truth allows one to, say, take responsibility for it as well, really care for it, or to appreciate it. Again, without it's when it something is seen deeply and clearly that we don't project our desires and fears onto things as well.